We left off last week in Gemara Megillah, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. The Mishnah listed off various things that require 10 people. So we said it's not necessarily muchach that they're all because of the din of Davish Bikdusha. Some of them are based on Davish Bikdusha. And that we learn out from our pasuk that Davish Bikdusha needs Asara. That we mentioned, that Moshe Feinstein puts together the Tosfos with the Gemara. He says the din that Kiddush Hashem needs Asara, that's where Yehoreg Valyavar. If an Ochri comes with a gun and he wants me to be Mechal Shabbos to violate my religion, he knows that Jews are not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. He wants me to violate my religion. So if it's Betzina, you say, Pikoch Nefesh is Deicha. If it's Befrahesia, then the Pasuk says, B'negdash to B'soch B'nei Yisrael. And the word Toch has the connotation of Asara. So that's a din deraisa, that you say Yehoreg Valyavar by Shar Averis. If it's Lahaviro Al Hadas, if the intention of the Nachri is to cause me to violate my religion, then a din requires Yehoreg Valyavar if it's Bifnei Asorim Yisrael. So then you have to have 10 adults. You wouldn't be Mitzarif one Kotten, you wouldn't be Mitzarif one Isha, you wouldn't be Mitzarif one Ebed Kanaini. But this is a din de Rabbanan, when you want to say Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, that Davish Abi Kedusha needs Asara, so that's only me de Rabbanan. So here you have these kulas. Gemara says one Ebik 90 could be Mitztarev, and according to Tosfos and Brochas, one Kotten could be Mitztarev. Some Rishonim say one Isha could be Mitztarev to a minion. So that's many of the things in the Mishnah based on Davish Abi Kedusha. The Mishnah says, Mishnah says, Tanchumi Avelim needs Asara. When you need Tanchumi Avelim, a lot of times you've got to be in Rachamavel, there's nobody else there. What do you mean Tanchumi Avelim? It means Shura. Right after the Kvura, right after the burial, to the people who went along, if you have Asara, if you have 10 people, they make a Shura. In the days of the Tanoim, there were different in Hogim. They changed it over the years. Sometimes they would have the Avelim stand still in a row, and the Menachemim would walk past them. And everyone, if you have 10 Menachemim, so all 10 would say, Hamoch Menachem Eschem. Now the minig is like the other minig in the days of the Tanoim, that the Menachemim stand still, they make two shuras, and the Avelim walk in between the two shuras. The Gemara in Sanhedrin records, in the second paragraph of Sanhedrin, the Gemara records these two Menachemim, where the Menachemim stand still and the Avelim walk in between them. Or the Avelim stands still and Menachem walk connects them. It doesn't make a difference. Whatever the minig is, that's what you do. So there, apparently there are two dinim and nicham Avelim. There's nicham Avelim on the level of the yochid. Each yochid has a chiv being Menachem Avel. So a lot of times you go to the base level, you're the only one there. You're the only Menachem there. It's a chayvus ha-yochid and it's a chayvus ha-tzibur. The chayvus ha-tzibur can only be fulfilled if you have a sora. And apparently the same by Simchas Chosen. A couple gets married and I send them a check, or I send them a matana. Or I come to the wedding and I dance, something unusual. Or they're so excited to see me, just my presence alone. The people are so thrilled, so that's Simchas Chosen. So that's a Chavis HaYochid, to be Mesa Mechto Chosen, by dancing, by singing, by cracking a joke, whatever. Then there's another Simchas Chosen, that's done b'tzibur, when you recite the Sheva Brachas. The Sheva Brachas at the end of the Suda, at the end of the meal. So that's for the sake of Simchas Chosen. So apparently the mitzvah of Simchas Chosen, like the mitzvah of Nechem Avelim, has to be done on two levels. On the level of the Yochid, each Yochid should do Simchas Chosen, and on the level of the tzibur, that the tzibur together has to do. Rav Soloveitchik suggested a possibility. The Gemara in the first perek in Brochus has an agadita. In the middle of the agadita, the Gemara says that one is nana mesudas chosam eina mesamchai is oiva b'chamish kolis, is oiva isurim. If you nana, if you eat from the suriya, you're mechuyif to be mesamech. What do you have to do to be yotzei to that to be mesamech? So some achronim say, you crack a joke, you give them a tana, you do something. Rav Soloveitchik thought that svara, that if you don't stay to the, if you eat and you don't stay to the Sheva Brachas, that you mevatel this mitzvah of Simchas Chosen. It would maybe, Nenem Mesudas Chosen, Eina Mesamcha means you don't participate and the Shevet Brachos, because the Shevet Brachos needs a minion, because the mitzvah of Simchas Chasan has to be fulfilled both on the level of the Yechidim, each Yachid knows how he can be Misamech, the Chasan Kala, and on the level of the Tzibur. So the Beit pointed out Tzedakah also, in a certain sense, also the same. People give Tzedakahs, the Avatars are not to pick whichever Tzedakah they want to give to, so people give to Tzedakahs on the level of a Yachid. Then the Rambam writes, Rambam has all the dinim of Tzedakah and Hilchus Matnas Aniyim. That's in Sefer Zeroyim. He has all the dinim of Trumas and Meis and Shmita V'Yovel. So he has Matnas Aniyim about Lekin Shikho Peya and Meis Arani. He has all the dinim of Tzedakah there too. So he writes, there's a Kupas Ha'ir. Every community has a community charity fund. And a gabbai has to be in charge. So the Rambam writes them, Me'olam lo shamayim. We never heard of a Jewish community that doesn't have a kupas ha'ir. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, means in addition to the fact that there's a chayvus ha'yachid, every yachid has a chiyuv to give whatever he can afford to give to tzedakah. There's a chayvus ha'tzibur that tzedakah should be taken care of on the community level. Every community should have a kupas shel tzedakah with a gabbai in charge of it. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested maybe it's a din, and all the mitzvahs should be in Adam HaVeira, because you find it by Nichem HaVeilim and by Simchas Chasen, and you find it by Tzedakah. So maybe all of them have this in common, that all the mitzvahs in Adam HaVeira have to be fulfilled on two levels, on the level of the Yachid and the level of the Tzibur. Now Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, we may have said it, it could be we mentioned it a few weeks ago, When we started this Mishnah Chav Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara learns that from the Gemara Ksubas learns that from the pasuk De Masoro Asher Yechzalo, whatever he's missing. So let's say he used to have a very expensive automobile, and now he lost a lot of his wealth. He's no longer a multimillionaire, and he drives a plain car. He doesn't have a very expensive car. So the Gemara says De Masoro Asher Yechzalo, whatever he's missing. He's missing Eved Loretz Lefana, but he was very wealthy. He used to have an Eved running in front of his wagon, and he used to go on a Rolls Royce or whatever. He used to go on a very expensive automobile. So there's a chiyuv if all the real anim are taken care of and they have extra money. So there's a chiyuv to restore his status, his wealthy status that he had as a Bekovnik multimillionaire. The chiyuv to take care of that. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that could be that that's only part of the chayvus hatzibur. Hard to believe that there's a chayvus hayochid, that each kol yochid, the yochid, has such an obligation. He thought maybe that's only part of the chayvus hatzibur. So that's the Mishnah has. Birchas chasanim needs a minyan, chasanim in anyan. The chasan counts as one of the ten. And then Birchas Havelim is Basar. So Taisa said Birchas Havelim, I think we discussed it last week. There's a, if Taisa says, when you bench Mezumim in the Besar, if you have Shlosha, if you have a Mezumim, Taisa says, Yimam Masal, the Omer of Yitzchak. So Taisa says, when you have Birchas Hamazin, be Mezumim, be Shlosha, be Besar Oval, middle of Shiva, so you add on a few lines in the Bracha Toiva Meitiv, about Tfilas Hameis. You add on a little bit. So that doesn't need Asara. Taisa said, that's Shlosha. In Yeruvdeya, there are two opinions about that. And they quote that Taisa said Shlosha. I think that is the minik. If you have a mezuman of Shlosha, either three men of Elim or one or two of Elim, and a stranger happens to be there also. Let's say a stranger comes to me, Menachem Oval on Shabbos, and the Avelim are just finishing eating. So they give me some dessert, and I can be mitzarek with the mezumen. So then if you have two who ate bread and one who ate the dessert, you can be mitzarek him to the mezumen. And then you add on that added line in the fourth bracha, in Atayva Meitu. But here the Mishnah says there's some kind of birchas avelim, berchoy v'shalir, in the street. So Tosha said that's before they go to the cemetery. On the way to going to the cemetery, that's a different birchas avelim that they say basara. So that's also nicham avelim asara for shura. Shura is right after the kvura. So shura and shura pchusim asara. When I said there, Avelim are not minamin. You have to have 10 menachamim. By the chasen, simchas chasen, the chasen is menaminim. By the avelim are not menamin. Not menaminim. So some of these dinim, because it's not derech eretz to say this with less than a crowd of 10. And others because it's a dovish of ikdusha. Different reasons for the different dinim. Then Mishnah ends off, Ubekarkos Tisha Bekoim Vodam Kayetzbem, the last line in the Mishnah. What is that? So one of the Midrash HaTorah Nidreshesbem in the Siddur, we have the Braiser Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shlosh HaSemiris HaTorah Nidreshesbem before Baruch Shomar. That list that Rabbi Shmuel has is not a complete list. It's very incomplete. There are many famous Dvar Hekish is not mentioned over there. And the Chumash Dvarim, Darshan Smuchim, also not mentioned there. A lot of drushas are not mentioned there. So there's another drusha, another style of a drusha. The Gemara Sanhedrin Davdalit has drusha after drusha after drusha. Let's say, for example, when you bring a korban chatos, you have to do zrika on the four karnas hamizbeach. How did the Gemara know that it's dalit karnas hamizbeach? So the Gemara said, you add up, how many times does it say karnas, karnas, karnos? There's a kri and a ksiv there. The kri is always karnas hamizbeach, but the ksiv is sometimes missing the vav. So it's written karnas in the singular. So that's one question in Tanoim. That's one topic that's debated there on Davdalit in Sanhedrin. If you have a conflict between the kri and the ksiv, according to the kri, the halacha should be formulated in one direction. According to the ksiv, the halacha should be formulated in a totally different direction. So do you say Yeshem la Mikra or do you say Yeshem la Masoros? Do we pass on like the Ksiv? That's the Masoros, the Masoretic text. Or do you follow the Mikra? Mikra is the Kri, the way he's put. Kri Ksiv is halacha la Moshe Messina. That's what the Gemara says in the Dorm. There's a Radak. Radak writes a very strange comment which is against the Gemara, so we don't accept it. The Radak writes that the Kri Ksiv represents the fact that when the Anshei Knes HaGdolah were canonizing the different Sifrei HaTanach, so they had in front of them various variant girsas in Tanach. So sometimes they wanted to preserve both versions. They didn't know which one was the correct one. So sometimes they preserved them by having a Kri and a Ksiv. So one would be the Ksiv and one would be the Kri. This is against the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say that. Mota is a so totally different thing. It's Allah al Moshe Mishinai. A Kriya Ksiv in the Chumash is Allah al Moshe Mishinai that the Ribbono Shalom dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu, write it this way, and you should read it differently. And that's a machlokes satanayim. How do you deal with a conflict between the Kri and the Ksiv? Do you paskan like the Ksiv, or do you paskan like the Kri? So Tosfos points out there in Sanhedrin, on Davdala and Amin Aleph, whenever you can formulate the halacha in such a way to blend in together both the kri and the ksiv. Take, for example, kiyuta mayim al zera. So the ksiv is kiyiten mayim al zera. The din is that oichlem, there are four things in the whole wide world, four categories of things that are mekabel tumah. Odom, ikelem, ochlem, and mashkim. That's it. So oichlem are only mekabel tumah if they had echsher mashkim. If you poured some water on it, kiyuta mayim al zera. So either you poured water or you poured one of the other Zayin Mashkim. There are seven, Yadshach Adam. There are seven liquids, there are seven fluids that have a din of Mashke, Saloche, the Zayin Mashkim. So Kozman, you didn't do the Hechsher Oichlim. If you didn't rinse off the apple, I plucked off an apple from the tree, so it's dirty, it's hanging on the tree for so long. So you have to wash it off that it should be clean. That's the idea behind it. The din is that Dam is one of the Zayin Mashkim. So dam does make it clean. If you're going to rinse it off with dam, then you have to rinse off the dam. The dam is mamish, sometimes will have an isa karis if you eat dam. But al pidin, that's what the hechshem mashkim is all about. That's what it would appear from the Gemara. The hechshem mashkim is the gibber hashem oichal. So the question is, do you eat nafke ki yitan mayim al zera? Some person who owns the vegetables should, or the food, whatever the food happens to be, he pours a mashke on it, or is it good enough kiyutan if it happens by itself? Let's say I have a bushel of apples that I plucked off from the tree, and I go to sleep, and then it rains. All night long it's pouring. I was sleeping the whole night. I didn't realize it. If I would have known that it's going to rain, I would have been nichale. I would have been happy. Because the rain will rinse off the dirt from the apples. The apples will pluck from the tree. They'll fall the dirt from the tree. So, but I didn't know about it. So that's a machloikis, a baivarab, about Yerushal Amidas. Yerushal Amidas, and this is identical. Most cases, there's no machloikis, a baivarab. Das only works mekanal habbo. There is no such thing. I express das now, and it causes something to be chal ex post facto, the matreya. It cannot be. But the only two cases where you talk about the machloikis, a baivarab, Yerushal Amidas, he found out that he lost his Aveda. He didn't realize it till 10 hours. He lost an Aveda. He lost his property. Doesn't find out about it till 10 hours later. But at the time that he lost it, the nature of the Aveda was such, Embo Simon, nature of Aveda was such that if he'll ever find out about it, he certainly will be misyaj, because it has no Simon. And it's not so valuable that it's not the $1 million worth. It's a ballpoint pen. They sell for 10 cents, for 25 cents, for whatever. So if he would have known that he lost it, he would spend half a minute to find that. Doesn't find it's got to be misyaj. He's got to be misyaj right away. And he didn't know that he lost it. And later on, when he finds out, he is misyaj. So that's a machloikis, a baivarava. Why? Because yush is mashlim neshem ovud. Just like over here, when a person washes off the food, so that's mashlim nishem oichel. The thing grew from the ground, so fruit, a vegetable, some kind of food that's edible. But you have to rinse it off with one of the zayin mashkim to be mashlim nishem oichel. So what if the umdana is that if he would know that it's raining, he would be happy. But he was sleeping the whole night. Then when he wakes up in the morning and he finds out that it was raining, all the fruits are dry already. All the water rained all night long and that was dry, so it doesn't help now. Nichalei. It's nichalei now, but everything is dry. It has to be nichalei at the time that you're rinsing it off. So the Gemara said these two cases are the only two cases where there's a machloikis abayvarav. Any other case where you need das, the das can't be chala mafreya. Das, if you express das, it's chal mikana lahabo. So the Gemara says, how do you deal with this? There's a kriya in ksiv. It says, the ksiv is ki yiten, yutaf nun. But the kriya is kiyutan, and that's halacha l'moshe misinai, a conflict between the kriya and the ksiv. So the Gemara says, that's what Tosis writes on Sanhedrin, but it's a beferish Gemara. The best way to resolve the conflict between the kriya and the ksiv, whenever it's possible, is to formulate the din in such a way that you blend in together both the kriya and the ksiv. You have to have yutan dumya de yiten. Just like yiten is nichalei, so too yutan has to be nichalei. But you can always blend in the kriya and ksiv together. Sometimes it's an outright contradiction. So that's a machlokes satanai, where they say, yeshem la mikro, yeshem la masoros, you paskan like the kriya, like the ksiv. So that's one issue that the Gemara has, that the psukim say when you zerk the dam of achatos, you zerk on the karnos hamizbeach, but it's not always spelled karnos, nun vav tov. A few times spelled karnas. So, the Yadarshan, do you establish the din based on the ksiv, that it says karnas one karen, or Yadarshan the psukim based on the kri, karnos. Karnos is miud rabim shnaim, at least two. And then there's another nida shatar nidreshes them over here, namely, whenever you have a word repeated several times, you add up every time the word appears, and that teaches you the din. Take for example, how do you know that the lamates of is malachis? So one time is of the opinion that if you look in the Chumash from the beginning of Bereshit till the Eini Kol Yisrael, till the end of the Chumash, from the beginning to the end, the word Malacha, Malachto, Malachas appears 39 times. So the Achronim point out that it appears more than 39 times, and there are different sheetahs in the Achronim, which ones the Gemara is counting, which ones they're not counting. But the Gemara considers it, this is not Stam Aremes, this is not Balaturim and Asmachta. This is a real drasha gemara deraisa. One Tana holds, you establish that there are lamites of his malachas based on the fact that the word malacha, malachta, malachas appears in the Chumash from the beginning to the end of Leani Kosov. It appears 39 times. Or here, how many times does it say you should be zarek al karnos hamizbeach? So whenever it says karnos, it's miut rabim shnaim, at least two. When it says karnas, Tiksivis karnas, but tikriyas karnas, and that depends on the machlokes by the yeshem lamikra, yeshem lamazot. They count it as one, they count it as two. Then you add up how many times did it say karnois. So that tells you how many zrikas adam you need. There are only four kronos on the mizbeach. So that teaches you need zrika lachatchila on all four kronos on the mizbeach. And it says that the fifth time the word karen, that means that one zrika is machlokes. That's machlokes satanoim. How many zrikas on the yakev b'dieved? In korbanos you have a lot of dinim that are only lechatchila and not yakev b'dieved. Like loy bolal mincha blula b'shemen. You have to blend. You have to stir the flour in the klisharis with shemen. So you're supposed to stir it. So the Mishnah says loy bolal is also kosher. You need roy leblila. But if you didn't, if you poured in the shemen, you didn't do the blila. But b'dieved it's kosher. Smicha. Supposed to do smicha on many of the korbanos, most of the korbanos need smicha. The bala korban has to lean on the animal, but if he didn't do smicha, b'dieved the korban is kosher. So he's supposed to be zorek the dama v'chatos lachatchila on all valid karnas on his beach, but b'dieved if he didn't, so only one zrika is me'akim. So how do you know one? Because it says five times the word karen. So four times tells you lachatchila, the fifth time tells you la'akim b'dieved, only one zrika is me'akim. The same thing the Gemara has. How do you know that you need three hadasim? Because it says anaf, eight, obis, three words. Arve nachal, you need two arabis. Why? Arve nachal is a rabim, arve, arabo shel nachal. So mir rabim shnai. So you only need two arabis. One lulav on Esther, because it says priyat tzoder, kapos tamarim is a question. How come it says kapos tamarim? But it's a kriyan ksiv, it's kapas ksiv. So we say you only need one lulav. It says kapos tamarim. Most of that tells you a different din. But anaf eitz obis, anaf is in the singular. So one time is of the opinion, Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion, ki yishem shalula v'echad v'esra g'echad, kacha rova achas, and hadas echad. Rabbi Akiva holds one, 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 and one. And it's a machlok, is how we pass from la'alocha, where they need three hadasim, or one hadas is enough. So one time holds one hadas is enough. One kosher hadas is enough, because there's anaf. And the other tanoim say, no, you need three. It's a shal la'alocha palamais. If you only have one kosher hadas, can you say a bracha on the tilas? Shaila, how we pass in la'alocha? So if you only have one hadas, we say you should shake the lula, but you shouldn't say a bracha, because maybe the din is that you need three le'ikuvah. Where does it come from that you need three le'ikuvah? Because the word, it says the word three times. Anaf eight sov is three words. More has other dinim like that. You add up basukas, 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 teshuva, kolos, yeshu, basukas. How many times does it say the word sukkah? And that's how you establish how many defanas you need. We pass in each time kilchasam, two defanas at a right angle to each other. The other tana says, no, you need shalosh kilchasam, you need three, like a U-shape, or a v'safilu tefach. So that's based on the kriya ksiv. Basukas teshu, the kriya is basukos teshu. But the ksiv is basukas. So that's a shayla, how many times you dash. So here, Rashi explains the background here. If somebody's magdish a piano, someone's magdish an automobile, so what's Hegdish going to do with that piano in New York City? What, they're going to take it to Eretz Yisrael? It's going to be going to cost a fortune to transport it by boat from New York City. So the Gizbush al Hegdish probably has, they have a branch in New York. So someone's going to auction it off to the highest bidder. And someone will be paid. So how do you establish what's going to be the minimum bid? You shouldn't cheat Hegdish. Bid the ever the dinners in a noila Hegdishes. Even if the Hegdish is worth $1,000, you gave a proof to Hegdish of the money, Shechilal Shavu proof to Mechulo. Bid the ever you pay the Hegdish, Hegdish worth $100,000, you gave a proof to, so bid the ever the pidyon is valid. But l'chatchila, you have to establish a bezin. So Rashi says a bezin of three. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin like that, in the first parak in Sanhedrin. You need a bezin of three to shatsup, to make a shuma. What's the minimum bid we're going to take? What's the value of this hegdish? We shouldn't cheat the hegdish, l'chatchila. But even if you cheat the hegdish, you say, I don't know the hegdish. But l'chatchila, it's not proper to cheat the hegdish. So if it's metaltalim, somebody was magdish metaltalim, and then you want to be paid it, So you need a bezna of three to establish what's the minimum bid. It won't take a lower bid than that. Then we'll try to get other people to outbid the first one. Try to bid more money. But if somebody was magdish karka, so karka, the Mishnah says hakarka is tisha b'koyin. You need a bezna of 10 to establish the shabbos of the karka. I'm not going to take less than the minimum. The minimum amount, and you need a bezna of 10 to make the shuvah. How do they establish a bezna of 10? How do they establish a bezna of 3 from the Talmud and a bezna of 10? The karka. So Rashi quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin that you add up. Here the Rashi, the Ramaschal, Asura Kohanim Ksuvim Beparshas Hagdashis. Rashi writes by Yikochav Zayin. So it says by Behema, someone was Magdish a Behema, Lebedek Habayis. Someone was Magdish an elephant, Lebedek Habayis. So they auction it off to the highest bidder. So there the word koin says three times. Berach ha-koin, behemet ha-koin, says three times koin. So you need a bezna of three. You need a bezna of three to assess what's the minimum amount that we're going to take to be paid the elephant. But karkois, we add up all the psukim, and the word koin appears 10 times. So that's why you need 10 dayorim. So that's what Tosis is bothered with. Akasha, Tosis Maschal, Asur Kahanim. They have a murderous kasha. The Gemara in Sanhedrin in the first parak learns out from Psukim that there's a rule, ein bezn shokel. You're not allowed to have a bezn with an even number of dayanim. This is a problematic Gemara, because in another Masich, this Gemara talks about Asora Sheyoshua, a dintar that had 10 dayanim. The Gemara talks about Meya, the bezn agadol had 100 dayanim. Since when bezn agadol has 71? Machlokes whether 70 or 71, but there's no 100 dayanim. Where do you have a case where you need 100 dayanim? What happened to the din of ein bezn shokel? So the stipler explains there on Sanhedrin, the din of ein bezn shokel, which is learned out from a pasuk, is a din in establishing the minimum number of bezn. Not a din actually when you have a din Torah, you're not allowed to have an even number of dayanim, because if you have a split vote, they won't be able to have a machriya. It may be even Stephen, if you have an odd number, so the odd dayan will be able to be machriya. So there, that's not a din that you always, whenever you establish a bezin, you always need that it should be an odd number of dayan. It's a din in darshanim, when you're establishing based on psuk and what's the minimum number of dayanim you need. Let's say bezin agadol lipaskin has to be 71 people. For a din in the fashas, you need a Sanhedrin tano. Edit Tan is 23. Adin Turin, the Imamanus is 3. Malchus is 3. So whenever you need a bezin, you have to establish based on Sukhma how many members you need for the bezin. And when you're establishing the minimum number, it has to be an odd number. But once you establish that, let's say Din and Nefashit, but it's a complicated case. So you don't want to just have 23. You want to have 50 Dayanim. 50 Dayanim is 5. You can have 50 people with smicha. There'll be a din in the fashas case. No din you have to have 51. It's a din only when you're establishing, based on psukim, what's the minimum number of dayanim that you need. So you always have to establish that it should be an odd number, not an even number. So that's what they ask over here. How can it be that this is a bezdin of 10 to establish the shabbos of the karka, to establish the shabbos of metaltalim? Somebody was magdish. A piano, somebody who's magdish, an elephant, or an automobile or something, metalphalim, so you need a bezn of 3. Somebody who's magdish karka, you need a bezn of 10 to establish what's the minimum bid that we will accept. So that's what Tosis says, yes, since it's a din bezn, you ought to say, and bezn shokom. It's a very strong kash. Very strong kash. They don't really give a good answer. The Gemara even says you need a bezn shokom when you bring a parhalam davishal tzibur. A parhalam davishal tzibur means, in the Chumash in Parshas Vayikra and Tzav, it has a din achatos. If a person did an avera b'shoigeg, and the avera was a serious avera, chelu v'dam, achilu shabbos, eating on Yom Kippur, eating chametz b'pesach, an avera for which you chayv kares. So if a person does an avera sheyesh bo kares, but he did it b'shoigeg, so he needs, as a kapor, he has to bring a korban chatos. So the sukkim and the chumash tell the following. What if the bezna gadol made a mistake? they said there's a certain kind of chametz that you're permitted to eat on Pesach. And all of Klal Yisrael ate it. 51% of Klal Yisrael live in Eretz Yisrael. That's called Klal Yisrael. The Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael are called Klal Yisrael. Jews who live in Chutz La'aretz, we said on many different occasions based on halachas, Jews who live in Chutz La'aretz have Kedushas Yisrael. That's what's Mechaibas and Mitzvahs. We say Asher Kedushonu v'mitzvah Yisrael. The Kedushas Yisrael is Mechaibas and Mitzvahs, but we're not considered part of Klal Yisrael. Only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael are the Klal Yisrael. The Rama has it a few times. He writes that based on Gemaras. He's quoting Gemaras like that. So let's say if 51% of the Klal Yisrael who live in Eretz Yisrael violated in Issachar race, be shoygeg, because the Bez Nagadol said it's mutter, let's say, turning on electric lights on Shabbos. So the Bez Nagadol gives a psak, it's mutter. So if it's mutter, so everybody's turning on the lights on Shabbos incorrectly, based on the fourth psak of the Bez Nagadol. Then, 20 years later, the Bez Nagadol changes. All the members of Bez Nagadol die out. They have new members. The new members reverse the psak, and they say it was wrong. What's going to be? All of those people on Mechal Shabbos, b'shoygeg, everybody has to bring a carbon chatos, so that's the din, the way we paskin is. If 51% of the Klal Yisrael who live in Eretz Yisrael violated Avera, you don't require of each and every individual person that they should bring a carbon chatos. Bez Nagadol brings a parhel and davar shel tzibur. Chatos is usually in a cave, but here it's an exception to the rule. Parhel and davar shel tzibur is a zachar. So you bring a parhel and davar shel tzibur and everybody gets a kapara. That's the din. If less than 50%, only 25% of the tzibur did the avera, the shoygeg because of the mistaken psak of the Bez Nagadol, then the din taka is that each and every individual one who did that avera has to bring a korban chatos. You'll have a few million korbanos chatos. Millions of Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. But if the roiv hatzibur, 51% of the tzibur who live in Eretz Yisrael, violated this Issachar is b'shoygeg because of the mistaken psak of Bez Nagadol, then the Bez Nagadol brings the one parhel of davar shel tzibur and all the yechidim get the kapara. We don't require that each and every individual person who was Mechal Shabbos should bring a korban chatos. So the Gemara points out, usually a korban tzibur you don't have smicha, you don't have somebody lean, because the only one who can do this smicha is the bal hakorban, the one on whose behalf the korban is offered. So you're going to have a korban tzibur. Let's say t'midim and mesaf every day bring a korban tamid shel shachar, tamid shel bein arbaim, and on Shabbos and Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed and Rosh Chodesh you bring mesaf. So you can't have the ganz klal Yisrael that's going to do smicha. It's not shy. So in korban tzibur usually you don't have any smicha. There are a few exceptions to the rule. So one exception to the rule pesukim mechomish. One exception to the rule is the parhel and davar shel tzibur. So you don't need all the 71 members of the Bez Nagadol. It's a machlekes satana, whether three or five. You need a bezdin to do the smicha on the parhalam davar shel tzibur. Not the whole Bez Nagadol. The Gemara says a machlekes satana in the first Mishnah Sanhedrin. How many of the dayanim of the Bez Nagadol do the smicha? So based on the psukim, it should really be two or four. But we say ein bez mishakol. So we say it has to be either three or five. And Bez Mishakol is a din when you're establishing the minimum number of members that you need for the Bezin. So you can't say two is enough to make a Bezin. You need a Bezin of three. And you can't say four. You got to say five. But the Pesukim sounds like either two or four. Because of Bez Mishakol, we say it's a Machlag Zataraim, whether a Bezin of three or a Bezin of five. So there, they're not even paskining anything. Tosis writes over here, our Tosis on our daf. So Tosis writes on the third line. Whenever the Bezna has to be machriya on something, so if you're going to have an even number of a Bezna, they won't be able to be machriya. Maybe a tie, maybe 50-50 a tie. So that's why we say we don't want it to turn out to be a tie. We want to have en Bezna shokum. But the Gemara says, "Ein bezin shokol on doing smicha on the parhal and davar shel tzibur." It really should have been either two dayanim or four dayanim. Well, we say, "No, nobody holds two or four. Either you say three dayanim or five, because ein bezin shokol. They're not voting on anything there. They're not voting on anything. The Bez Nagadol already said that the first psak from 10 years ago, from 20 years ago, was wrong. You're not allowed to turn on the lights on Shabbos, and you're not allowed to eat this chametz on Pesach. You're not allowed to eat that food on Yom Kippur. And if Bez Nagodol 20 years ago made a mistake, and they're at fault for the Roif HaTzibah violating the din. So we need a Bezdin to do the smicha on the Paralam Dovash HaTzibah. So even though they're not voting on anything, they're just representing the Klal Yisrael and doing the smicha, this is an exception to votes. A Korban Tzibur, which needs smicha, usually you don't have smicha. At minimum, you don't have smicha. Very few exceptions to the rule. Mishnais have. Which are the exceptions to the rule that a Korban Tzibur needs smicha? So one of them is the Paralam Dovash HaTzibah. But there's nothing to vote about. There is no Shikal Adas. And still you say you need Ein Bez and Shokos. It's a little bit not meduyet what Tosis says. Tosis writes, this din Ein Bez and Shokos applies b'chol davshu tolei v'oimei b'shikal adas. By the smicha there's nothing in shikal adas. So I think Tosis writes there in Sanhedrin, if there'll be a shaila in Hilchas smicha, they'll be able to paskin. That's really questionable. If there'll be a shaila, the five or the three who are doing the smicha are doing it on behalf of the whole Bez Nagodol. So if there'll be a shaila in Hilchas Smicha, they'll have the right to paskin. No, they'll have to call up the Bez Nagodol. Why are they the balabatim to paskin? A shaila about smicha with the right hand, with the left hand, whatever, two hands, one hand. There's going to be some kind of a shaila in Hilchas Smicha. So they're the balabatim to paskin. How are they? They represent the Bez Nagodol to do the smicha on behalf of Klal Yisrael. But why are they, who misamcha, who gave them the right to paskin if there'll be a shaila in the Hilchas Smicha? It's very difficult, but that's what Tosi writes in Sanhedrin. When you're doing smicha, there may be a shaila in Hilchas Smicha, and they'll have to be machriya, so then we want to have an odd number. You don't want to have an even number. Anyway, but that's what Tosi says over here. It's a strong kasha. How can you say a bezn of 10 is needed to establish the value of karka, to establish the value of metaltalim? Somebody donated a piano, an automobile, to Hegdish. You need a bezn of 3, because it said 3 times hakoin. The emel hakoin, the herach hakoin. So you add it up, hakoin, hakoin, hakoin. So you need 3 dayanim. None of them have to be a coin. And over here you need 10 dayanim. It should be tish of a coin. 9 Yisraelim and 1 coin, yeah. So that's a question. How can it be a bezn of 10? That's a problem. It's a difficulty. You should have said it should be 11. That's Tosfos Kasha. They don't really have a good answer. So then the Gemara has a comment. How did you come up with this maskana? 9 Yisraelim and 1 coin. Let's say when you want to be paid a piano, you want to be paid an automobile. So you need a bezn of 3 to tell you what's the minimum bid that the Gizbo Shel Hegdish should accept. You need a bezn of 3 to establish what's the shavius. So you don't need any of them to be Kohanim. All of a sudden over here you have Tisha the Kohen. One has to be. Where did this Tisha the Kohen come from? So the Gemara says, it says 10 times Kohen. So the first time it says Kohen, it means you need a Kohen. One of the Yadim has to be a Kohen. Then it says the second time HaKohen. So that's Emiot HaChamiot Elo L'Rabbis. So since it says, the first time it says a Kohen, it means it. Then the next 9 times it says Hakohen, 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 another 9 times, and Miyotach Miyotel and the Rabbi, so that means you don't need a coin. Even Israel is also good. So Gemara has a kasha. Why should it be 9 and 1? We don't have a teretz. Gemara doesn't say tiyufta. Tiyufta means upgefrekt, and it's wrong. No, the din in the Mishnah is correct. Hakohen is tishu b'kohen. You need a bezn of 10 to establish what's the minimum bid that the Gabba Gizbo will accept, and the Bezna has to consist of at least 1 coin. Can have all 10 can be Kohen. You need at least 1 coin, and the other 9 don't have to be Kohen. So that's what the Gemara blames by Akasha. Why is it 9 and 1? Why not say that it's 5 and 5? Well, why should it be 5 and 5? What's exactly the Akasha? So Rashi explains. The first, it says 10 times a coin. So you add it all up, that's why you need 10 dayan. So the first time it says a coin, it means it. Second time it says a coin, say miyotach miyotel rabbis. So the second one is labdavka, means Israel. The third time it says a coin, it means it. The fourth time, every other time it says a coin. So every other odd time it says a coin, it really means it. every other even time, the second time, the fourth time, the sixth time, the eighth time, and so on, every other even time that it says Akoin, it's a mir tachamiyot, Ella the Rabbah says Marbah. So that was the Gemara's Kasha. So it should be 5 and 5. That's how Rashi learns the Kasha. It should be 5 and 5. The Rishonim, you look in the Ritvah, he has a Pesach. Ritvah always has a snazzy pshat. When I used to print the Ritvahs in Europe, I remember when I was growing up, my father had a few old Ritvahs from Europe. So one of them, they write, they just got the Ksav Yad of the Ritvah and some Besichta, and his name is Rabbeinu Yontif. He lived in Seville. That's why it's called Alash Beili, because he lived in Seville. So they write, this is the Chidushim for the Rabbeinu Yontif, called Mokhem Shadvar Magim, and Sosa Vesimcha Vyontif Laihudim. It's always Lebedek Freilach, because the Ritvah always has something cheerful. Always has something very cheerful. Now, like the Rashbon, the Ran is not so, but the Ritvah, he always has snazzy pshatim, and he writes it in a cheerful style. The style, the Signon Aksiva, is very cheerful. So the Ritvah has a different mahalach in the Kasha. Why should it be 5 and 5? We don't know the Teretz, but what's the Kasha? So he doesn't say like Rashi, that every other one should be Koyen Dafke, and every other one should be Amir Tachmir Lerabba, so it's a Yisrael. So he says, no. The first one says Koyen, the next line, Amir Tachmir, or the next 9, mean you're Marbi even Yisraelim. But he says, but one of the Midrash alternate Reshes for him is, Dayo Levomen Adin Lios Kinotam. So we usually assume that Dayo is a din in Gemara Baba Kama. Dayo is a din when you're dashing a Kal V'chomer. You can't go past what was given in the beginning. It's a complicated halacha. When does Dayo apply? When does it not apply? So the Ritva learns Dayo is not Dayo Levomen Adin Lios Kinotam, not restricted only to Kal V'chomer. It even applies to this mid of Ein Miyotach HaMiyotel of the Rabbis. How can you be Marbis so much? You're Marbis more than the original din. The original din says you need a Kohen. And then you're Marbis the 9 following the first time it says a Kohen. The next 9 are all Miyotach HaMiyotel of the Rabbis, so you're Marbis more than in the original din. The original din is only 1 Kohen, and 9 Yisraelim should be at least 5 and 5. It's a 9 fault. That Dayo, the woman, I didn't apply over here. Pashtus is that it has nothing to do with Dayo. Dayo means something totally different. It shouldn't apply here. The Rishonim all say, Dayo, the woman, I didn't mean, Kal V'chomer is one of the Midrash HaTorah Reshes Behem to come up with a new din, but you can't change an already existing din. So that's what you have to figure out. When is your Kal V'chomer coming to come up with a new din? And when is it trying to change an already existing din? To change an existing din, that's not what the midah of Kal V'chomer was given for. It can change din. But but to come up with a new din, that is it. That's what Kal V'chomer is all about. Come up with a new din based on a Kal V'chomer. Anyway, the Gemara blocks by Akasha. Most of the Rishonim hold is, sometimes the Gemara says to Yufta, sometimes the Gemara has Kasha. So the Rashbam in Cheskes Abatim quotes some Achloikas from the days of the Goyim. Some of the Goyim hold that just like Tiyufta means upgefreg. So Kasha is also the same as Tiyufta. Tiyufta is Arabic and Kasha is Hebrew. Kasha means upgefreg, and we don't paskal like that. But we don't follow that opinion. We generally accepted the other day in the Rashbam in Cheskes Abatim that Kasha and Tiyufta are not the same. Tiyufta means upgefrekt, and it's wrong. Kasha means hostakut to Kasha, and we have a Terence. It was one of the Svadish Gedolim wrote a Sefer on Shas that's called Kasha's Miyushov. Every time the Gemara blabs by Kasha, like over here, he'll quote the Rishon, and he'll give his own Terence. What the Terence is. Tiyufta means upgefrekt. Kasha means hostakut to Kasha, and there's a good to Terence, and we're not going to waste our time now. Like ain't come welcome laharich, but we assume that we do paskan l'alach. We have not rejected the Mishnah, but there are sometimes tesis assumes. There are a few tesis in the Shas where tesis assumes like the other day in the Rashbam that kash is the same as tiyufta and mishnah shanazu lo shanazu. We don't paskan like that. Just like tiyufta is up gefrek, and kash is also up gefrek. So that's the Mishnah. HaKarka is Tisha V'Kod. You need a Bez Naftet to assess the value of the Taltalim, that the Gizbah should not accept a bid lower than that. That's sufficient with a Bez Naf 3. Because Rashi points out from Vayikra Chavzayim that Shlosha Bebehema says the word coin three times by Behema to be paid the Behema. So you need a Bez Naf 3. But when you want to be paid the Karka, you need Tisha V'Kod. You need a Bez Naf 10. Then it ends off with Adam Kayotze Bohem. Same thing if you want to be paid there. Somebody was Magdish, a human being. So Adam has the same din as Karka. So Gemara Frek Takasha, the last four lines on the Omad, Adam Kayotze Bohem Frek Digmar. Adam Ikadosh. What do you mean? Who am I Magdish? I own my children. I'm Magdish. I don't own my children. How can I be Magdish? I'm Magdish myself. I don't own myself either. Anusham Allah Magdum Shalach. I don't own myself. I own my property, but I don't own myself. I can't be Magdish myself to Hegdish. Fregdimor Adam in Kodesh. How are you Magdish and Adam? And for the Gemara, not that someone was Magdish and Adam and you want to be paid it, and you say Adam has the same thing as Karka. And for the Gemara, no. Amarabi Abba, Boim Adamai Alai. The two ways that a person can pledge to give a donation to Hegdish, he can say Erki Alai, and he can say Domai Alai. So if he says Erki Alai, we have to establish how old is he? Well, if he's making the net, the Erki Alai, obviously he's older than a month old. He has to be at least a year before Bar Mitzvah, Mufla Samach Leish. You have to be a Godel, you have to be a Bar Mitzvah, and then there's a Chiddush that a Mufla Samach Leish. The year before Bar Mitzvah, if he knows what he's talking about, Yodel Minoda, L'shem Minoda, L'shem Minigdish, that is chayv to observe it. That's Mufla Samach Leish. It's Machlokes in the Gemara, whether that's a Din Derais, a Din Derabanan. We spoke about it last week, whether Mufla Samach Leish is a Din Derais, a Din Derabanan. It's a Machlokes V'Aloch, the Ramam and the Raivim. Whether that Din, a year before Bar Mitzvah, the door of Nivdokim, if he took a Neder or a Shvuah, you have to figure out whether he knew what he was talking about. If he knows, then it's binding. So then, is that there? I said, Rabban, that's a shot with a few nafkaminas ledina. So, if a person says, Erki alai, or Erich ploini alai, I accept an obligation to donate the Hegdish to Berek Abayis, this Hegdish kachem is Berek and Hegdish Berek Abayis. So he says, Erki alai, you have to figure out how old is he. Is he a male or a female? And based on what it says in the Chumash, that's how much money he gives. If he said, Erech Ploini Alai, so is Ploini younger than a Chodesh, Ein Erech Lepachas Ben Chodesh. If Ploini is between 1 month old and 5 years old, there's one Erech. Between the age of 5 and 20, another Erech. Between the age of 20 and 60, a third Erech. And above 60 is a fourth Erech. Four different categories. So when you say Erko Alai, you don't have to make any shuma. You don't need a bet. You just have to figure out when is his birthday. Either the one who said Erki Alai is said Erch Plodi Alai. So you have to check in the birth records. When was the person born? And is it a Zohar and a Kevet to know how much you have to give? But if he says Domai Alai, it doesn't correspond living or dead to what it says in the Chumash Erchen. Erchen is a fixed amount. Domim, you have to pay. So that's a big shayla. Ke'evid, which kind of evid is he? Evid Ibri or Evid Knaini? So if you look in the beginning of in Bava Kamma, the eighth parak is parak achovel. So it says achovel b'chaveroi. If I beat somebody up, you have to pay chamisha dvarim nezik tzari pusheves and boishes. How much do you pay nezik? So you have to, let's say, I harmed the person and I caused him to lose his arm. So how much could he have sold for if I would have sold him as an avid before I cut off his arm? And how much would he sell for now that he's missing an arm? And then he'd pay the differential. Tamusha, the Nisibis has that in several of his svarim. How do you establish Shabbos? How do you determine how much something is worth? Or the Mamazik pays the Shabbos. How do you establish? If something has sentimental value to someone, this was the talis that his father-in-law gave him when he got married first. It has sentimental value to him. But it's an old yellow talo. Talis, he's married 57 years already. So who wants that? A talo is not worth so much. Dinah has value. It has sentimental value. But if you sell it, no one's going to buy it for the sentimental value. So that's not called Shabbos. Tamu shavalim kabashuk. So if, so there in Nezek, in Mekashuma, how much could he have sold for as an Eved before I harmed him? And how much would he be able to get now if you would sell him as an Eved? What, he's a Jewish person. So Rashi says, Anat Gemara, Kamu Shavalim Kabashuk, Kevin Ivri. A Jewish person can't sell himself as an Eved Knaini. Can only sell himself as an Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri is Yotze Dishesh, Yotze Diyoidol. And he doesn't lose Havid by Avodah Zovah. You can't make him work the same as an Eved Knaini. There are restrictions, and if you only have one pillow, and it's either you or the Eved, you have to give it to the Eved Ivri. You have to give it to the Eved. Kind of Eved can kind of oddly atzmatos the quotes from the Yerushalmi. So Rashi says, "Kama hu shava limka bashuk, kama hu shava limka." If I was chayvul v'chaveri, I'm Jewish, and chaveri is a Jew. Kama hu shava limka to limka like an Eved Ivri, not an Eved Knaini. And the Rosh disagrees. Why should it be an Eved Ivri? Is the same specimen as a human being as an Eved Knaini. If he would have been selling him as an Eved Knaini, it would have been worth more. The other man tavoidu, not just for 6 years. Eved Knaini doesn't go free, not pishesh, and not biyoivo. And you have a right to make and do avoida sevet, and a lot of things. So that's a machlekes Rashi and the Rosh. The Rosh usually represents shita satosis. That's a machlekes Rishonim. When you assess the, how much you have to pay for nezek, Kamu Shavalim Kabashuk Kevin Anim Kabashuk. So Rashi learns Eved Ivri and the Rosh learns Eved Knaini. So Avdabal Salavechik raised the Shaila. What about if a person says Domai Alai? If he says Erke Alai, he pay Erech HaKosav HaTorah, depending on the age, depending on whether he's male or female. But if he says Domai Alai, Domim, not Erechim, Shaman Osa Kevin Anim Kabashuk. So that'll also, Avdabal said, that'll probably also be the same. It's the first daf in Erechin. The Mishnah has a difference between Erechin and Domin. Erke Alai or Domai Alai. So our Gemara says, I'm a Domai Alai, the first white line on Chav Gimel on the base. The Tanya, I'm a Domai Alai, Shamarasa Kevin, Kevin Anim Kabashu. The Evid is Kishla Kakla. So that's a Shalik Evid. What's for an Evid? An Evid Ibri or an Evid Knight? So Velvelev says in the beginning of Erchen, probably the same machlokes Rashi and the Rosh, in a gear to the Chamisha Dvarim, the Nezek, will be a machlokes of here, Damai Light. Are you making a Shumi Kevet Ivri or Kevet Knaini? So here, here Tesis raises an issue. Avodim Hukshul Kakois, that's how the Gemara said, Dichsid, Yisnachal Tamasal of Nechmach Rechman, the Reshes. Where do you see from the pasuk that Eved is iskish lekarka? So either the pasuk happens to be talking about Eved Knaini. So either because nachla, when someone dies, he leaves a yerusha. You only call it a nachla if it's karka. If it's been talchem, you don't call it a nachla. You call it a yerusha. Then it says later, achuz asaylam, it's nachaltam oisam. You should leave over the Eved Knaini, the nachla to your descendants. Achuza also. Achuza is a lotion that you only find in a Tanakh by karka. I buy an automobile, I buy a behemoth, a chicken, I buy a box of Wheaties, you don't call it achuza? Achuza is a term, nachla and achuza are the shinas that really only apply to karka. So that's how we know that Eved is hukash le karka. So Tosfos and our daf thinks, the bottom Tosfos, Shomanosa Kevet, Bebet Iskushul Kakos. Mashma, Bebet Ibi Iskushul Kakos. So Tosis here is learning like the Rashi. Rashi in the beginning of Achoyvel says, Achoyvel Bachaber pays Nezek Tzari Pishavis Boshes. How much did he pay for Nezek? Kamba Yoshava Limkar before I broke his arm? Kamba Yoshava Limkar after I broke his arm? So Kamba Yoshava Limkar Kevet was found Evet. So Rashi said in Evet Ivri because a Jew can't. If the Nechbal is Jewish, he can't sell himself as an Eved Knaini. Eved Knaini is worth more money than an Eved Ivri. And the Rosh disagrees, says, no, the same specimen of a human being. if he's an Eved Knaini, you get more money. So if you're selling him as an Eved Ivri, he has the Shavisas of how much he would be worth if he would have been an Eved Knaini. So Tosis here seems to be going like Rashi, not like the Rosh over there. Tosis Mashma, the Eved Ivri Yiskish Lakagwas. They understood Shomanos, the Kevin Anipim Mashuk, means Eved Ivri, not Eved Knaini. And Tosis is surprised, because they say, "Acharami mashma perakamid the kedushin, perakamid the kedushin." That what? That the Gemara there talks about not even an eved ivri, but a chorin, a hukish lekarkos. Human beings are hukish lekarkos. Yeah, Tosis is pushing. They think that eved is hukish lekarkos. Should only apply to Eved Knaini. I will Eved Ivri Lamatz in the cloud. The Iskish Lekarka. Tosis has a reinterpretation in the Gemara Kedushin Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. They're pushing the last two lines in Tosis. They're pushing that Avodim Hukshu Lekarkos only applies to Eved Knaini. It doesn't apply to Eved Ivri. And they say it doesn't really say anywhere in Shas. Eved Ivri Lamatz in the cloud. You don't find anywhere in Shas. That's very difficult. There's enough in the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara talks about Gilgul Shvua. So the Gemara says, Gilgul Shvua is like this. Let's say we had a din Torah on some amount of money, and somebody was Kaifer HaKol. So Kaifer HaKol doesn't have to swear Min HaTorah. And in the days of the Amarayim Achrayim, they instituted the Shvua Seses. Days of Rav Nachman. The early days, there was no Shvua Seses. It didn't exist in the days of the Tanoim. That's what Tosis points out. There's a Gemara, the beginning of the second Perek in Kedushin, the Gemara has a Lashon, Bahashto, and now that in our generation we're going to print, we're writing the Talmud Bavli now. A Hashto that we have instituted the Shvua Seses, so the din changes a little bit. The din, a certain din over there, that Shliach Nasei. So the Gemara says, Bahashto, Bahashto means it's a takana that was invented in the days of the Amorim, that you have such a thing as Shvua Seses. Every time the Gemara says Hashto, means that we just changed the din by making a new takana now. So Tosis says Shvua Seses didn't exist. Rashi interprets on Mishnah is that the din in the Mishnah based on the din of Shvua Seses. And Tosis is Masig on Rashi in a few places. Shvua Seses didn't exist in the days of the Tanaim. It was introduced by Rav Nachman. Didn't exist earlier. So the Gemara gives a wild case of a Gilgul Shvua. Let's say I had a din Torah with you and I was Kaifer HaKol. And the days of the Tanoim, the early days of the Amorim, there was no Shvua Seses by Kaifer HaKol. But then 10 years go by, and you get me in another din Torah, and I might have been mixed and Kaifer have been mixed us. I have to swear. If I might have been mixed, I have to swear a Shvua Deraisa. So you have the right to say, I want you to include in the Shvua a statement about din Torah from 10 years ago. I think you were lying then, and you never swore then, because you were Kaifer HaKol. In the days of the Tanaim, there was no Shvua Seses by Kaifer HaKol. But even though there's no Shvua Seses, but there's a Gilgul Shvua. Since I have to swear on the Mayim Mitzvah, so you can make me swear also. Include a statement about the Din Torah that we had 20 years ago. He wants, the Taveh wants me to swear that I'm part of that. So Gemara says, Ad Heichon, how far do you go with this Din of Gilgul Shvua? You can make him swear on the other din Torah. The Gemara says, Ishtabali, I can demand of him, I say, I lent you money, whatever. Then I say also, Nimkaitali Bevid Ivri. I bought you as an Eved Ivri many years ago, and you never did any work for me. I want you to come back. So the Gemara says, usually it's Ein Nishbayim Ala Avodim, even though it's Eved Ivri. Ein Nishbayim Ala Avodim, there's no Shvua, like Ein Nishbayim Ala Kakos, but since you got me in a case that I have to swear on a money, but mitzvahs, so there I even have to swear on a karka. If there was another din Torah 20 years ago on karka, hishbate, hishavali, shalanim kartali be'avidivi. The Gemara said, there's no shvua there, I say, because avadim hukshulim karkas. That's befavish in the Gemara, that avidivi is dina ki karka. I don't know, Tosis says, lomatzina klavius kishka, it doesn't say anywhere, it does say. There's one of the first parak in Kedusha, by Gilgul Shvua, it does say. That's problematic. The Rambam also has it by Bnei Chayrin. there's a din of Einor. Let's say, I sell you an automobile, I sell you a boat, whatever, and I charge you way, way, way more than I should. I charge you way more. Einor. So if he charged them extra, pachas mishtus, so that's mechila, farfal. And if he charged them extra, he overcharged them shtus. Shtus is all range, all. It's not a. You can't pinpoint it. Dollars and cents. It's all range of the amount of money. It's a gemara hazav. So then shtus kara machzor einor. The mekach is chal, and he has to reimburse him the extra money that he cheated him. And if he cheated them, yes, a mishtus. So the one who was cheated, Misha and his son, has a right to back out from the whole deal. Batal mekach has a right to back out from the whole thing. So we have the dinam of Einor and Chumash. There's no dinam of Einor by Karka. The penalty doesn't apply to Karka. Only applies to Metaltalim. And you have the dinam if it's Yesem Ishtuz, but Ishtuz Kana Machzor Einor. What if it's not that I sold you Metaltalim? Not I sold you a piano, I sold you an automobile. What if I hired you to drive me somewhere? And there's a going rate for taxis? How much you pay for a cab drive, for a driver driving a cab, and the guy charges me something unreasonable. So is that subject to the dinam of Einor? Well, that's a hire worker, and the worker fooled me into paying him way out of the ballpark and gotten a wrong amount. Or the boss who hired the worker fooled the worker to accept way less than the going rate. They didn't know what the going rate was for this kind of work. So that's a big machlekes in Rishonim, whether the din of Einor applies whenever you made a shuma incorrectly, a shuma to sell an automobile, or a shuma to determine how much you should pay the worker. What's the going rate for the worker? The some Rishonim say that when you hire a worker, it's also subject to the rules and regulations of Einor. Pachas mishtus and shtus and yesa mishtus. And other Rishonim say no. The din of Einor, that there's a penalty, shtus kana matzu Einor, yesa mishtus batlameka. The penalty is only apply if you're selling something. If you made a mistake in assessing how much the labor is worth, that there's no din of Einor there. So the Rambam holds that it does apply even to making a mistaken shuma, how much the labor is worth, what's the going rate. And the Rambam distinguishes between a poel and a kablot. Does he get paid by the hour, by the day, or does he get paid by the job? So the Rambam says, the Gemara makes such a distinction. Mark in Bo Metzia quotes the Pasuk, Kinu b'nei Yisrael avodim, avodahem asher tzeis yaisam yeretz mitzam yos lahem lelukim. So the Gemara learns out from that Pasuk, Kinu b'nei Yisrael avodim v'loi avodim l'avodim. We're not supposed to be avodim l'avodim. So let's say a person has the right to sell himself as an eved ivri. Person has no money and needs money. So he sells himself as an eved ivri. It's a bad thing to do. It's not a nice thing to do, but sometimes you have no brayer. So the Gemara says, does every Jew have to be self-employed? If I work for another Jew, if I work for someone else, that's a violation. Because I work for every Jew has to be self-employed. The Gemara says no. Since the din is poel chazabah filip emtza hayoyim, a worker has the right to quit even in the middle of the day. So that's not a violation of kli b'nei sol avodim l'avodim l'avodim. He has a right to quit whenever he wants. So the Gemara said that's only has a right to quit because otherwise it'll be like an eved, and you can't expect everyone to be self-employed, but you can't be like an eved. So you have to give him the right to quit. So that's only if he's a poel. He gets paid by the day, he gets paid by the hour. So that's like an eved. An eved has to work. The other boy has to work. But if he's a kablan, he gets paid when he completes the job. Sometimes the job will take 5 minutes. You just make a long-distance phone call to Washington to find out. I remember there was a lawyer lawyer, Balabas asked a lawyer, a religious lawyer, a friend of mine, he asked him to find out certain information. He thought that is classified information. So he said, okay, I'll do the research for you, and I'll charge you for all the expenses that I have, travel expenses and phone calls and travel expenses, plus $5,000. So he calls him back an hour later, and he says he's charging him $5,000 and $2.50. Why? For $2.50, they made a long-distance phone call to Washington, D.C. He found out the information. That was the expenses. And then he charged him $5,000. The guy could have made the phone call on his own to find that out. So, see, if you get paid by the job, he gets paid $5,000, whether it takes him 2 minutes to find out the information, or it takes him 3 weeks. It doesn't matter how hard he had to work. So one who gets paid, that's called a kaplan, one who gets paid by the job, so that doesn't look like an eved. If a person gets paid by the hour, or by the day, or by the week, or by the year, that shmeks for an eved. So the Gemara has this distinction. A poil chazda ba'afilibetz, if a person is a poil, if you won't allow the poil to quit in the middle of the job, poil chazda ba'ay, then taking a job, not being self-employed, will be a violation of avodim l'avodim. So the Torah had to say he has a right to quit. But if he's a kablon, it won't be a violation anyway, even if he can't quit. Because that kablon has no right to quit in the middle. But a poel can quit, otherwise it'll be a violation of kliyus b'reis l'avodim l'avodim l'avodim. So the Rambam says, what if you have a poel or a kablon, and they're made up how much he's going to be paid? And one fooled, one cheated the other. Either the person agreed to work for way less than he should have, or the boss was fooled into paying him way more than the going rate. They made a mistake. So is it subject to the dinim of Oinor? So some of Shanim hold the dinim of Oinor only applies, the penalty of Oinor only applies if you made a mistake in a mecher. If you sold an automobile, you sold the piano, but if you're not selling anything, hiring a person that's not included in the din of Einor. And the others who say the Rambam holds that it is included in the din of Einor makes a distinction between a poel and a kablon. That if he's a kablon, then he's not like an eved. If he's a poel, then he's like an eved. So the Rambam is talking about b'nei chayrin. So the Rambam says, even b'nei chayrin have a din hukshu l'karkos. That's the simple reading of the Gemara in Kiddush and Dab Zayin, that Tosef quotes, even b'nei chayrin, a hukshu l'karkos. Yeah, this is a difficult Tosef. Tosef writes, evidim v'lamatzinu klal the iskish l'karkos, and often a Gemara, that evidim for sure is iskish l'karkos. Mishlam Melch raised the question whether b'nei chayrin a hukshu l'karkos. So he quotes the Rambam by poel and kaplan by the din of Einor. The Rambam says b'nei chayrin also. If he's a poel, is din of k'eved, you treat him like an eved, then there's no din of Einor by avodim hukshu l'karkos. The Ramban HaChumash has a beautiful comment. The Minchas Chinah quotes it and he elaborates on it. Where did the Tanoim get this whole idea from, that there's a penalty by Einor if one fooled the other one? Exactly, shtus. So the penalty have to be machzor or einor. And if he cheated them, yes, the mishtus, the misha nisan, the one who got cheated, has a right to back out the gamri for the whole business deal. Where does it say this in the chumash? There's no mocker at all. So the Ramban HaChumash explains it. The Menachas Chinuch explains it pretty well. Menachas Chinuch even explains it better. He says we have a pasuk that we darshan kisim kamim klam sakana miyad misecha davar nikta miyad liyad. That the din of Einor only applies to metaltlin. Davar nikta kisim kana miyad amisecha. Davar nikta miyad liyad. I'm selling you a watch. I'm selling you a piano. Some metaltlin that you can hand over to the other person. How can you say that there's no din of Einor by karka? The pasuk gives the original case. B'mispashanim achayavol timkar meis amisecha. It says he should figure out how many years is it going to be till next Yom Kippur Shal Yovel. Because when it comes to Yom Kippur, you're going to get the field back in Eretz Yisroel. You're going to get it back. So how can the Tanaim Darshan, me, Okonomiyad, Dora Nikta Miyad Liyad, that there's no Aino La Karka, the Chumash gives the Moshul of Aino by Karka. So the Ramban says, that's how the Chazal saw that there are two parts to Aino. There's an Isser Aino, and there's a penalty. The penalty doesn't apply to Karka, but the Isser Aino does apply. Isser Aino does apply. So that's what the Mishkan Es Yaakov has in Tshuva, a scandalous case. A Jew sold a boat to a Nochri, and he overcharged him something terrible. And the guy didn't pay the money yet, but the guy made a kinyan on the boat. So the guy, after he bought the boat and he didn't pay yet, so he started to ask around. He found out that the Jew charged him many times more than he should have. He overcharged him. So he said, I'm not going to pay you that amount. You're a gabbeth. The Jew said, the guy said he's going to bring him to secular court. The guy tells the Jew, I'm going to sue you in court. I'm not going to pay the full amount for the boat. So the Jew tells him a lie. I'm not allowed to go to court. There is no such thing. You're not allowed to go to court if the both parties are Jewish. But if the fellow is a guy and he summons you to court, you go to court. And the court should paskin according to the Din Ibn Anach, according to the Din of Machusa. So the Jew tells him, maybe the Jew didn't know the Din. The Jew says, I'm not allowed to go to court, I have to go to a Din Torah. So the guy says, okay, I'll go to any rabbi you want. No rabbi in his right mind is going to paskin that I have to pay for the boat five times what it's really worth. So they went to the local Orthodox rabbi. The rabbi said, Eino no la akum. Since the lokeach, one who bought the boat, is an och, is an undated by no la akum. So the guy said, it can't be. Is there a higher rabbi? Is there a higher court? So they said, yeah, Rabbi Yankel Karlina was a bigger rabbi. So they said they should send the shaylach to him. So the Mishkan is Yankel. So Rabbi Yankel Karlina writes a tshuva. No, Eina no la'akum means the penalty doesn't apply. The penalty doesn't apply. But the penalty means if the Jew already got paid the money, he doesn't have to give him back the money to reimburse him. But the Jew didn't get the money yet. The guy didn't pay him yet. So he says, the Israel no certainly applies to an Akum, like Karka, like Hegdish. Ein no la Hegdish means you're allowed to cheat Hegdish. You're not allowed to cheat Hegdish. That's why you have to have l'chatchila bezn of 3, a bezn of 10, to assess what's the minimum bid that the Gizbush or Hegdish should accept. You're not supposed to cheat Hegdish. But if you cheat a Hegdish, then there's a din of Ein no la Hegdish. Even Hegdish Shabbat Manash, a Chilal Shabbat Putal, but the Yevit will be Mechulo. Even though it's way, way, yes, a Mishtus. Hegdish is worth $100,000 and he paid him a pruta. It's mamish a fraction of a fraction. So the Mishkan Asanka writes, and the bezin who will paskin, who will force the goy to pay, will be a violation of Aino. You're not allowed to force the goy to pay that amount. It's ridiculous. If he already paid the Jew, so then there's no Aino, no lakum, there's no penalty. There has to be machzad Aino. But to force the goy to pay the money, that's certainly an issa. There's an Isra Aino. By Karka and Hegdish, the same thing. There's an Isra Aino, but there's no penalty. Yeah, so that bottom Tosis is problematic. Tosis here, the Tosis before is interesting. It's a historical interest in Tosis. The Gemara says, Adam Kayotze Bohem, the last line in the Mishnah, Karkois Tisha Bekoin, you need a bezn of 10 to assess the value of the Karka, so the Gizbush of Hegdish should know what's the min bid he can accept. And the same thing with Adam Kayitzabem. So Gemara wants to know, Adam Yikodesh. A person doesn't own himself. Anushamalach Vagub Shalach. My body belongs to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Rav Zevin has an essay about this in his book, Leor HaHalacha. He has the title of the essay is Mishpat Shylock. Shylock lent money beribis to Nochri. And he said, if the Nochri doesn't pay the money, he has a right to take the flesh from his body. So he discussed that. Does a person own the flesh of his body? The person doesn't own himself. The person owns property, but he doesn't own. Anisham alof agu shalach. Anisham is lihen. The body belongs to the Baruch Hashem. It doesn't belong to us. So that's what the Gemara asks. Adam Yikodesh, can a person... Is a person a balim to be magdish himself that you need a bezin of 10 to say b'ra'adim hukshul l'kakos? So Tosin says, why not? Why don't you say it goes on every klani? Avarim hukshul l'kakos. So say kakos tisha l'koyin. If someone is Magdish's Karaka, you have to have a Bezna of 10. One has to be a Kohen, not an Yisraelim, to assess the minimum bid. But if you own an Eved Kenani, you could be Magdish, Eved Kenani, the Beit HaKavayis. And to establish what's the minimum bid that the Gizbo should be allowed to take, you would need a Bezna of 10. So what is the Gemara trying to figure out what the case is? Why don't they say, you were Magdish and Eved Kenani, so you need a Bezna of 10. So Tesis quotes a Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says, that's not a smart thing. If you're going, someone donated his Eved Kenani to Hegdish, you're going to put together a Bezdin of 10 experts. They know how to assess the value of an Eved on the slave market, and they're going to assess the value on behalf of the Gizmash Hegdish. So Tesis quotes the Yerushalmi, you're going to make such a big pirsum. You're going to get 10 experts in the field, in this field of economics. We don't have it anymore. Lincoln freed the slaves. We don't have any slaves. In the days of the time, there was still a slave. But there's some countries in the world where now there's still also. So now there's also still a slave market. They have to get 10 experts. So Tesis quotes the Yerushalmi, you're going to make such a big fuss that you're going to meet 10 people. The Avodim are going to understand that they're switching ownership. They're selling them to Hegdish, so the Hegdish is going to sell it to someone else. So we're afraid that they may run away. So you never make such a big midrabbanan. In our Torah, it's correct that to assess the value of the Eved Kenani, you need a bezna of 10. Because Avodim hukshul lekarkos. But midrabbanan, yeshkach b'yachacham lakadom in our Torah b'shei v'al taseh. In Rabbanim, we don't allow it. So Tesis quotes the Yerushalmi on the second wide line. In the Tesis, Zereshem Yishmu v'Yivrachu. The Rabbanim will realize that they're switching ownership. They're giving them over to Hegdish to someone else. So they're going to run away. So Tesis says, but it's still a kasha. Why don't you just say the Mishnah is telling you they did their Isa? Adam Kreitz, the members, they did their Isa before the Chachami made it in. The Tesis answers, no. Mishnayos are supposed to tell you what the din is halacha l'maisa. If the din was min haTorah like that, but over the generations, at some time or another, the Chachamim changed it, then the Mishnah wouldn't write like that. Adam kayotzeh behem. It would say, maybe it would say, Adam kayotzeh behem, avol Chachamim amru, you should have a bezn of 3, not a bezn of 10, shema yivrachu. The Mishnah is supposed to say Aloha Lamaisa. Like the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah says, Rosh Hashanah Shacholis B'Shabbos B'Migdash Ha'Yitoykin Avlo B'Amdina. You don't blow the Shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shacholis B'Shabbos outside of the Beis Hamikdash. That's only where the Rabbanim. In the Torah, you do blow Shofar. The Mishnah writes the Din of the Rabbanim. Aloha Lamaisa. Mishnah is supposed to write Aloha Lamaisa. You don't write what the Din used to be on the level of the Rabbanim. Sometimes the Mishnah would write, it didn't used to be like this, and with the Rabbanu we changed it. But you don't just write a statement like that. That's the one pshat that Tesis gives. Mishnayos are supposed to tell you halacha l'maisa and what the din is. Then Tesis has another suggestion, v'od nireh. So both suggestions are good. V'od nireh. If Adam Kaitzman goes on Eved Kenani, so it shouldn't say Adam. It should say, u'v'karkos tishu v'karkos v'avodim tishu v'koyim. You should have said Avodim. Why does it say Odom? Odom sounds like the person is donating himself. There is no such thing. You don't own yourself. I don't own my body. I can't be Magdish, my body. So that's when Mor says, no. I own my assets. And I said, Domai Alai. I pledged to give Hegdish how much I would be valued on the slave market. Yeah, but that the first answer that Tess gave is also. It is correct. The Mishnayos are supposed to tell you what the dinim are halacha l'maisa, not to tell you what the dinim used to be without telling you that they changed it. Mishnayos are supposed to be halacha l'maisa. The next Mishnah is talking about Kriyas HaTorah and the Meturgamon. They used to have in the days of Nehemiah. It says that in the beginning of the Bayis Sheni, they opened up the Bayis Sheni on Rosh Hashanah, and they lay in Kriyas HaTorah, and Ezra was a kohen. Ezra got the first aliyah, Baruch Hashem Avraham. The way we do Kriya Satara today is all described in Ezra and Nehemiah. That's how they did that. So the Mishnah says, Hakori b'Torah l'ivchas m'shlosh p'sukim. Every aliyah has to have a minimum of three p'sukim. Let's say by mistake, they gave an aliyah only two p'sukim. So that doesn't count as one of the aliyahs. Let's say on Shabbos, you have to have a minimum of seven aliyahs. You can make a sofas if you want. So let's say by mistake, they gave one of the aliyahs, it was only two p'sukim. So that doesn't count. So you have to lean over. You have to give someone, that was a bracha l'batola. The one who said the bracha on the aliyah with two p'sukim, a bracha l'batola. You have to lean it over again. So that's the first day in the Mishnah. Akor b'Torah has to, every aliyah has to have a minimum of three p'sukim. And then, b'le'ikwa l'meturgman yosem yiposugach. In the days of the Tanakh, they had a meturgman. So they would only lean one pasuk at a time from the Chumash, and the Meturgamim say it over. Why? Because the Chumash usually has everything halacha l'maisa. Now we're reading the end of Bereishis, the stories about Yankel Avinu and Yosef and Tzadik and so on. Very little halacha over here. But usually in the Chumash you have halacha l'maisa. So if you're going to read two or three psukim together, the Meturgamim is going to have a hard time saying over all the dinim that are contained in the three psukim. So the aliyah has to have a minimum of three psukim, but you shouldn't say more than one pasuk at a time. Yosemi pasuk echad for the meturgaman. However, Ubinavi, the one who gets maftir, so they also had a meturgaman for the haftaris. But haftaris in Nevi'im, haftaris from Nevi'im, is usually Musar or Nevu'ah los in love of what's going to be as Mashiach bet kumin. A lot of the haftaris were chosen to be mechazik the emune and be as HaMashiach. That's why you say in the bracha. What's the bracha that you say after the haftarah? The bracha is about Mashiach coming. Samchel shachen bel yo anavi abdach malchus beis David mishichepa. Here yo go. So the one of the brachas is about the aliyah anavi coming for the melech Mashiach. That's how the pasuk says in the end of Malachi. Malachi knew he was the last navi. Chagas chay Malachi. The Gemara says, then Shlomo HaMelech, when he built the first Beis HaMikdash, knew that it's going to be Chorev, because they were already told, that's what it says in Yecheskel, and in Tehillim it says, on the occasion of the Chet HaMeraglim, when the Meraglim came back and gave the negative report, so the Ribbono Shel Olam already told Moshe Rabbeinu then, that there's going to be a Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Jews will be sent into Golos. So what's going to be when they build the second Beis HaMikdash? Will that last or will that also be Chorev? So Shlomo HaMelech, when he built the first Beis HaMikdash, knew it was also Lehi Chorev, and he said, Beruach HaKadosh, the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, M'chay Mahein Nivna Lehav Tiras Kesed and Delasi, Natsvalalu HaChorev. So the Gemara in the first Perek in Yuma has an additional level of interpretation. This is not at all Pshut or Shal Mikra. M'chay Mahein Yaluk HaChayma. If at the end of the 7 years of Golus Bavel, all the Jews will return back to Eretz Yisrael, then Nivna Lehav Tiras Kesed. Then the second Beis HaMikdash will be everlasting, like a metal structure. Ein harekim sholibo. Metal buildings don't rot away. Wooden buildings rot because it rains on them and it snows on them and the wood gets ruined. A wooden bungalow gets ruined, leaks in. A metal building doesn't rot. You can drop a bomb, you can destroy it, but it doesn't rot by itself. So Shlomo HaMelech said, if all the Jews will come back, rot will not set in, not in the Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash will not be destroyed, and rot will not set in the Jewish people. The HaKadosh Baruch will continue to send Nevi'im to give Tochoch and Musa, and they should do Tshuva. In Delasi, if it will be a Shvacha Aliyah, which it was a very Shvacha Aliyah, then the second Beis HaMikdash will be like a wooden bungalow, like a wooden hut, the wooden hut will rot away. So the Gemara says it means a double kavana. The second Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed, it'll rot away, and rot will set in the Jewish people, the Ribbono Shel Olam will no longer send any Nevi'im. But Gimel Nevi'im Olam Yimayim Bavel, only three Nevi'im came, Chagas Chai Malachi, because that's a halacha, the Sheikh Nesiv Dushud Rosh Al Pinovi. Can't build a Beis HaMikdash without authorization from a Navi. So these were the only three Nevi'im, Chagas Chai Malachi, and after them, no more Nevi'im. So that's why Malachi knows he's the last Navi. So he signs off at the end of Malachi And he says, Zichar Taras Moshe Avdi, you better heat up, you better observe all the mitzvahs in the Torah. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is not going to send another Navi to give you Musar and Tochacha. I'm going to be the last Navi. And then he says, Zichar Taras Moshe Avdi, Hidenech Shalech Lechem is Eliyah HaNavi Lefnei Bayam Hashem Agol Vahanar. The next Navi after me, Malach is the last Navi. The next Navi is going to be Eliyah HaNavi Lefnei Bayam Hashem Agol Vahanar, before the Melech HaMashiach comes. Eliyahu Navi will come first. And that's why we say in the bracha after the Haftarah, Samchenu Shamukenu Be'eliyahu Abdovi Abdelchum Alchid Beis David Mishinche Echa Be'er Yavav V'yigaleinu. And that's why quite a few of the Haftarahs were chosen, because the Mechazik De'emun Ebi'es HaMashiach. So the Nevi'im usually don't have halachas. Chumash has halachas. So they used to have a meturgamon on the Chumash. We don't have anymore. They used to have a meturgamon on the Navi. So the Meturgaman on the Chumash usually has halachas, Bereshis has very few halachas, but usually Chumash has dinim. They only say one pasuk at a time for the Meturgaman. But the Navi, Shlosha. But the Navi, it's only Musa, there are no halachas. So you can give three psukim at a time, and the Meturgaman will abridge it. He won't translate every single thing. And not so vichtig, because there are no halachas there. What happens if you have three psukim in a row? What if you have three psukim in a row? We have that. The Gemara says here from Yeshaya Nun Beis. That's the Haftorah, I think, on Shabbos Parsha Shoftim. It's one of the Shev and Nechemta. Before Tisha B'Av, we have the Tlas de Poranusa, the three Nevuas, where they say the Nevua about the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and then you have the Shev and Nechemta, the seven Haftorahs of Nechama. So one of them, Anochi Anochi Hu Menachem Chem, is from Yeshaya, that chapter, Nun Beis. And you have three psukim in a row. Each one is a parsha b'fnei atzmo. It means there's a psucha or a stuma there. Each one is separate. So that's what it says, Hoyu Shloshim, if you have three psukim in a row in Navi and Haftarah, but each one is Shalosh Parshias, Kar Mechad Echad, then you don't, even though usually you're allowed to say three psukim from Navi to the Meturgman, I'll give you the Kitzer. But if the three psukim, each one is another paragraph, a psukha or a stuma, then you only give echad echad. You only say one pasuk at a time. And then it says that medalgim, are you allowed to skip around? They have to go straight, or can you skip around? So that will have to learn Bali Neder. Next time we learn, we'll have to learn the Gemara, what the rules are. We have a couple of haftaras that are problematic. And the Haftarah for Parshas Mishpatim is from Yechezkel, and the Psukim are out of order. The Psukim are not in order, and you're reading backwards. So that's against the Gemara. Gemara says the way we have printed in the Chumashim, we have the Haftarah of Mishpatim from Yechezkel, that's Shaloi Kedin the way it's printed. So you should really lay it in order. And then the Haftarah Shabbos Shuvah is from Trei Yosar. The Gemara says you can lane from different Nevi'im, but you can't lane out of order. So the Haftarah Shabbos Shuvah is from three different Nevi'im in the Trei Yosar, and it's out of order. So some have the practice that they say them in the correct order. You have to say them in the correct order, not out of order. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a different suggestion. He says, if you're laning from a klaf, you should only say two. If you're laning from a printed chumash, you should say a different two, not the same two. He said, if you're laning from a klaf, you should say the two that are closer to each other. If you're laning from a printed chumash, it doesn't matter, close to each other. You're laning from the chumash. So then you can lane a different two, not the same two you lane there. He says, you never have to say, Rav Moshe thinks, you never have to say all three. Many people have the practice, they say all three nevuas, from all the three Nevi'im, and they do say it in order, in the same order that it appears in the Trei Yosar. So, Belina, the next time we'll have to learn this. Before we end, I have to mention, tomorrow afternoon, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael for the yeshiva to visit all the Talmidim there. So I'm going to be away for 2.5 weeks. So I won't be able to give the shiur next week. Say next Tuesday night is January 2nd. I won't be able to give a shiur. The week after, January 9th, also won't be able to. Then the week after that, I don't think I'll be back yet on Tuesday the 16th. So, but in that, I'd like to give the shiur that the third week on January 18th. on Thursday night instead of the 16th. So when we continue another 3 weeks from tonight, not from tonight, on this coming Thursday night, so then we'll go back again to learn the Gemara about the skipping and the Nevi'im. Okay? Everyone should be healthy, and we'll join again in another couple of weeks.
Thank you. Have a wonderful trip.
Charles. Thank you, and a Sochar Rab on your trip.
Amen.
Thank you, Rabbi. Have a safe trip.
Amen. Thank you.